We're talking today with Dr. Clint Rusk, of course, our new head of the Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State University. I guess new is not a fair word, Clint, because you've been there for a year now.
Yes, sir. I still feel new, still learning a lot, and especially meeting a lot of people here at the OCA convention. I started July 29th a year ago, so it's been almost a year.
Let's talk a little bit about the Animal Science Department at OSU. It is a large and very diverse department.
It is a large department. I think in the nation we're about fourth in terms of number of students. We're expecting about 900 undergraduate students this fall from 41 states and three foreign countries. So if you measure it in terms of students, well, we're pretty comparable with Texas A&M.
And the largest department within the Oklahoma State University system.
That's correct. We are the largest department on campus within the college. I think we're ahead of Ag Econ would be next largest. So, it puts us up there. And then with our livestock operations, makes a really large operation out of our department.
Now, obviously, you've got, you know, the university as a land grant has multiple tasks. You've got, obviously, experiment station. You've got extension duties as well as the teaching activities. When we think about the idea of trying to transfer information, interact with producers, obviously, your role at an organization's meeting like OCA is vital.
Very important. The support, first of all, that we get from the Oklahoma cattlemen's and pork producers and all the different commodity groups around the state are essential that allow us to have the kind of support, especially with our alumni banquet. That's just tremendous. But then overall, having the connections for our students to be able to go out and do internships on people's operations and just the overall support when people talk about Oklahoma State Animal Science. And we really appreciate that that support that comes from these different groups.
Now, there's a traditional element to your animal science department, but there's some new elements, some new directions that you're striking out with some new members of your faculty.
Certainly, the latest hire, Dr. Sarah Place, speaking today at Cattlemen's College. She works in the sustainability area, and that's an area that I think a lot of universities are trying to find a specialist in that area. There aren't a lot of PhDs that have been trained yet in that area, but it's very important. We want to know that as we manage our operations, that we're doing things in a manner so that 20, 30, 50 years from now, that operation is sustainable and that there's still going to be a place for our children and our grandchildren to, in this case, raise cattle or hogs or sheep or whatever they're raising or farming here in Oklahoma. We want to make sure that their operations are sustainable. We also hired Dr. Michelle Calvo Lorenzo a year ago, and she's working in the animal well-being and animal behavior area.
Of course, that's another demand of society these days.
Very much so. I guess nationally we think of Dr. Temple Grandin. There are some others, but Dr. Grandin really has brought the animal behavior and animal handling in particular to the forefront. And she in particular has made such an impact on cattle operations and the packing industry and how we handle animals and helps us to be more aware of proper animal handling.
Where do you see, or what's your desire as far as direction for the Animal Science Department?
You know, I think our job is to make sure that we provide a sound educational basis for our students, not so much training them about facts that they can look up, but more helping them to become lifelong learners, helping them in the process of how to gather information, how to make good decisions once they've gathered that information, and not so much about what to think. But, you know, it's hard to predict down the road where we're headed, but basically we're all in the food business, and they say that by the year 2050 we're going to have to double food production. So we're a definite part of that as we think about developing protein and different protein sources. What is our role and the role of these young people that we're educating today? How are they going to impact that food production in the year 2050? I think overall kind of encompasses what we're trying to do.